I'm going to be reading from the book of Acts chapter 2. I will begin at verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And the Bible tells us that when this news got out through all of Jerusalem, a crowd began to gather, and they began to wonder. Verse 12 tells us, they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" I could ask you the same question. What does Pentecost mean? Peter stood up and gave them the meaning. This meant that this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. "It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. On my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in these days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." Peter tells them, "The promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." That's what Pentecost means. It means that God has opened up the floodgates of salvation to everyone. The social status in Jerusalem was long in need of redemption. The social status in Jerusalem could not escape the impact of the Pentecostal revolution. Though unwritten as a law, customs had crystallized into a class distinction. But the coming of the Holy Ghost disregarded all racial and class barriers. He has made of one blood all nations. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. There are those who labor to rebuild those old partitions, but they labor in vain. They are down forever. The Pentecostal outpouring very soon overflowed even national barriers, and Gentiles was ushered in to the household of faith. The days of Israel's sacred monopoly was over. Galatians 3:28 tells us, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Peter discovered this to be the truth while he was at the home of one Simon, a tanner, in the city of Joppa. From the tenor of the narrative, it appeared that Peter was ill at ease and uncertain as to whether he should eat with Simon and his family. He therefore remained fasting and praying on the housetop. God knew the earnestness of his heart and answered his prayer by letting down a sheet filled with a variety of clean and unclean animals, and commanded Peter to slay and eat. Peter was shocked and registered the objection that he had never eaten anything common or unclean. But his objection was overruled. "What God has cleansed, call not thou common." The message was effective, and Peter understood that the gospel was for all, and that he must withhold it from no one. The idea of belonging to a super race was gone forever, and Simon Peter was soon on his way to Caesarea to preach to Gentiles, an act so revolutionary that it shocked both Jews and Gentiles. In God's new creation, there is no room for Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision. Christ is everything and everywhere. This is the kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12:13 tells us, "By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.